Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, what are five questions that you should ask a real estate agent when these are tech questions? Technology questions that you should ask a realtor when interviewing them. Okay, if you've not bought or sold a home in a few years, or maybe even decades, it's likely that there are more than a few trends in the real estate market that you will encounter as you begin to interview real estate agents. One particular trend, now common among many real estate brokerage firms, is called the practice of going paperless. Now, folks, this can be a bit scary for some people, especially senior adults who are not accustomed to using computers in their personal or professional lives. And hey, I was talking earlier about that massive hack and having your information available on the web. There's something nice about having hard copy, right? That's why I offer my clients to mail them a hard copy as well as email them a copy. So if you're one of the many with reservations about the paperless process, you're going to want to talk with your agent about any concerns or questions that you have. And this basically, I'm going to provide you with some basic information about the paperless process and some key questions to ask your real estate agent. So how your agent handles your questions might just help you determine if he or she is the right agent for you. So what does it mean to go paperless? Well, going paperless simply means that instead of printing out every contract form or disclosure for your signature, you might be asked to sign certain documents electronically. And that could mean typing your name into a designated field, including in a form, received via email. For instance, we use a process called DocuSign. I love this because my client can be on a trip, on a boat, on the Danube, and where there's a computer that's got internet access. I can send them an email, they can sign a document, send it back to me. That is a paperless transaction, and you're not bound to having to come to my office or me to fax you something, and it's perfectly safe, perfectly normal in today's tech economy. You might be signing your name on a digital touchpad, which could be a laptop, a netbook, or a smartphone. Now, when I meet with a client, when I meet with a seller, I often meet with them and most always meet with them personally to go through what it is I'll do to help them, what our price should be, and so on. But sometimes, and I have a couple of ladies who are handling their mother's sale of a home. The two ladies are trustees. One lives in Virginia, but she's in Washington State. The other one is in another state in the country, and they both need to sign these documents. Well, I've emailed them both the documents to sign. They've executed them from their computer in less than 10 minutes, and I'm hired. Okay, it's a wonderful thing. Now, a hard copy of this is still being requested. So even though they're signing electronically, we're going to mail a hard copy of all the documents to their mother so she's got a copy. And they're actually not concerned about receiving a hard copy. They're going to receive an email of the documents. Now, some have experienced this type of technology before and are perfectly willing and comfortable to use it, and others are just not. Frankly, the very first time I was asked to sign a real estate document electronically via email, I was really perplexed and required some guidance. I'm kind of that way. I'm really a technophobe at the root. I still don't know how to do some basic things that other people have been doing for years, but then that's not who I am. It's not my natural given, and it's not something that I really have to do. What I really specialize is in the marketing and the negotiating and the communication, not in the detail. I've got somebody else to help me with that. But the first time I've done anything that's technologically engaging, I've always felt uncomfortable. I remember when I was in college and I hired someone to type a paper for me, and they typed on an electronic computer, and I felt like I was overpaying because they didn't have to use what I used. Remember, my dad had this old typewriter and I had to use the eraser with a little brush on the end to try to clean up the document. And I mean, if you looked at my typing, it was unbelievable. I would have paid anybody $5 a page to type the way I had to type. But when you could go on a computer, you know, so I learned that there are changes, and the changes require adjustments in our thinking and our perception, as is true when it comes to signing things electronically. So it's important just to educate yourself on that, okay? So now, look, these are five simple questions you should ask before you sign on the dotted line with your realtor. How do you typically communicate with your clients, either phone, email, text, instant messaging, etc.? See, good agents know that the best method and frequency of communication is the one that best serves the client. So getting this agreed upon early in the relationship is paramount for both you and the agent. If you want to communicate strictly by phone, be sure that you and your agent agree on the protocols for leaving and returning messages, hours of availability, and which phone numbers are best for certain times of day. Similar discussion around email, text messaging, and other modes of communication should be had as well, if that is your desired method of information delivery. There should be guardrails that you set up in your relationship. Now, what I mean by that is, like, for instance, when someone hires me, I give them permission to call me on my cell phone or text me if they have a question or email me. But my response on texting is going to be a little bit different than email or by phone, simply because of the way things are work when it comes to texting. So understanding when you can text, when you can email, or when you can phone call somebody is an important consideration. What method is number two? What method do you use for getting your client's signatures? See, the goal here is to find out what your options are as a potential seller or buyer. Many agents are still in the conversion process of going paperless, and they are more than willing to use more conventional methods of getting signatures. Some may be required, however, by their respective brokerage firms to utilize only paperless systems. If this is the case, ask the agent to show you examples of the types of things that they might be asking you to do during the course of working together. At the end of the day, you're the client. If you want to sign things in person, you should have the right to have it done that way. Frankly, I do it any which way my client prefers. In person, by email, whatnot. It's your call. You're the client. Number three, can you assess my devices to ensure that they're compatible with the systems that you use? Meaning maybe you don't know. Hey, I don't know. Can I use my iPhone to sign something? Or could I possibly use my iPad? Or can I just use my computer? Does it have to be an Apple? Can it be a Microsoft? Or those kinds of things. Some basic questions. You may just not know what questions to ask. So just ask your agent, hey, can you look at what I've got? Tell me if I can use this. Really easy, really simple, and it's something that can be answered in less than a minute by pretty much any agent. Number four, will you provide technical support if I'm not techie and need some help? Really important here. You know, I send documents by email. Sometimes my clients need a personal hand walk through the process of signing, where distance is the problem because they're on a vacation or traveling to see relatives or just don't have a computer and they're at a friend's house using their computer. No problem. We'll walk you through that. Now, you want to make sure that your agent, so, you know, my dad, who's he's self-described non-techie kind of guy, and he's kind of proud of it, doesn't have a Facebook account, those kinds of things. He's got a computer, a printer, smartphone, email address, and Wi-Fi, but he doesn't, however, have the faintest idea of how they work or how to pull attachments. Actually, he does now. He can pull attachments. This is important. You just understand. You can ask for help. And you want to make sure that the agent that you hire will provide that. Number five, are you flexible if I choose to use phone and paper over electronic communication and documentation? Seems kind of obvious. In other words, you may decide halfway through the process that you don't like the electronic version. And options really are the key for you. While some agents are extremely flexible in how they deliver their services, others may be married to a very specific process or style. Ensure the agent you are considering that they're willing and able to do what is right for you based on your comfort level, your knowledge, your ability. Bottom line, hey, it goes without saying that it's critical to have a conversation with your real estate professional about their paperless processes and communication methods. Not only will doing so put your mind at ease regarding unfamiliar territory, but it may also provide your agent with necessary information so he or she can serve you more effectively. And that's really the point, isn't it? I want to thank Nikki Buckaloo, who provided much of the information that I just shared. Thanks, Nikki. Hey, if you have been getting ready to sell and you're thinking about selling this fall, I'm telling you, I think this fall is going to be a very good time to sell real estate, primarily because interest rates are still very low. And if, in fact, we are on the cusp of some kind of a recession after 6 years of expansion, modest though it might have been, you might want to get ahead of that curve. You might want to think about at least what your options are. And if you are, I want you to call me and let's talk about what you want to accomplish, either this fall or even next spring if you're thinking, I'm not quite ready, but I do want to get ready. This is a great time to meet with me or one of my group, walk through your house, tell you the kinds of things to do to get ready to get you top dollar for your home when it comes time to sell. Or if you're a buyer, hey, give us a call. If you're both, give us a call because we'll tell you about both the sell and the buy option. We're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and have offices in all three jurisdictions. We'll take great, great care of you. And if you're out of the area listening to the show, thank you. Welcome to the Eric Stewart Show. Sunday, 7 o'clock, if you want to get up that early, wherever you're coming from, or you can listen online at ericstewartgroup.com. If you've got a home somewhere else you need to sell or you want to buy, come to us. We'll vet a good realtor where you're going, make sure they follow our protocols for selling your home and getting you top dollar. That's ericstewartgroup.com, or call us toll-free at 1-800-900-9104 to schedule your free appointment. with me or one of my group. Again, 1-800-900-9104. All right, that's all there is for this segment. Brief timeout and more to come right here on The Eric Stewart Show.